Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We had Ken in studio, just like a week plus ago, and got tons of great feedback, and he joins us now on the phone. Ken Goslin from the Hartford Courant. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Morning. How are you?
I'm great. I'm really good. So I guess I'll start. I mean, I have a bunch of questions about the piece.
Sure.
So Coaches is coming back for sure.
Yes, the lease has been signed. Okay. But, you know, I never, until I walk in the place, you know, I say it's coming back. But yes, a lease has been signed.
So this guy, Mark Alderucci, have you met him?
I have talked to him several times. I've met him in person, but he has been in Hartford before. He has run bars in Hartford before down on Allen Street. But no, I've not met him in person, but have talked to him pretty extensively.
So this guy, and we're trying to get him on our show. This guy is looking at, so he owns a place in New Haven, owns a place in Glastonbury.
Yep.
He's going to maybe take over the Emery's Soda and the Speakeasy in the back.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then there's another place, the Rock Bar, that he's going to open as well. Is that correct?
Yep.
So he's going to have potentially three new spots within like a quarter mile of each other.
No, it's not even a quarter mile. I mean, you know, it's like just right around the corner. Like a minute walk maybe. It's a very concentrated area we're talking about there. And, you know, a corner that, the one where he wants to put Coaches is, you know, just been a 4 years been trying to do something there. So it's encouraging that it might finally happen.
Okay, so there's several questions here. Is he getting help from the city and state? Is this part of Heartlift or that new one? Like, is he getting some subsidy?
Yes, he would. The largest one is, of course, the Coaches. And that would qualify for Heartlift. And also, he's looking into tapping into the new grant program that's kind of really focused around the People's Bank Arena and the empty spaces that are there.
Can you just quickly for people who don't follow it every day like you do, explain what those benefits are like of the Heartlift? What will he get by participating?
Okay, so he will get a certain amount of funding for that through the Heartlift, which was started by the previous mayor, Bronin, about $300,000. Not sure yet because on the arena grant program, because that has just started. So I'm not sure on how much will be coming through there. But it's a significant project because, you know, you're talking about just about almost $1 million to do that there. So it's a big project.
So the Rock one, the Rock Bar, I don't know anything about it. Like, where is that going to be?
Okay, so that will be, if your listeners remember where the Edible Arrangements was on Pratt Street. So just, up two storefronts, just past the barber, where the barbershop is there. That's where that would
be. Wait, it wasn't Edible Arrangements, wasn't on Trumbull? It was on Pratt.
It was on Pratt first,
okay.
And then it moved when the former Mayor Bronin was in down to Trumbull Street, 242. So, yes, it was first many years, actually, on Pratt Street. So that's where the rock bar would go, okay? And, you know, he, in my conversations with him earlier this week, he, you know, looked at a very accelerated, you know, build out there, possibly being ready for the St. Paddy's Day parade. So, you know, that's coming up, you know, just in a couple of months. So this is kind of like a, you know, a lower cost, you know, not a lot of frills, maybe some live music open mic night, but it's not a huge space either.
Right.
So
well, I'm curious, though, like, again, and I'm leading to this. I mean, Emery's, the couple that opened Emery's in the Speakeasy, they were really nice. I loved the concept of the Speakeasy.
Uh-huh.
Emery's
uh-huh.
was a little overpriced for the quality of the product, and there just wasn't the foot traffic. And the Speakeasy, uh-huh. I have no idea how it did, but obviously it didn't do well enough. It shut on the new year. But yet we're going to bring in, you know, three new spaces by the same developer. Is there a market to sustain all of these businesses? Because you have, obviously, you got Vaughn's, you have Hartford Flavor, you have Urban Lodge, Trumbull Kitchen is just a matter of steps away, too. And, I mean, is there a market here?
I think the way that that Mr. Alderucci is looking at this is that of critical mass. Okay, so the more you have in an area, the more a draw it might be for a destination, okay, for people not only living in downtown or working there, but also from people who are, you know, from outside the city. And that's kind of partly what his thinking is. And because, you know, maybe people who are going out to a bar aren't going to stay the whole night at one place. They're going to go from one place to another place. And if you have various options, people can move around. And, you know, I was talking to my son, who is in his 30s, and that is something that that he does with some of his friends. So, you know, not staying in one place, but right. kind of moving to another place and another.
They call that bar hopping.
That's right, yes.
Mr. Goslin. What was the problem with the did the Speakeasy do okay or no? I mean, like, what was the deal with that? Those two businesses failing.
You know, I don't know if I characterize it as failing so much. The owner of that, Melissa Melanson, did not return my phone call when I called, so I don't have a lot of details about that. I think Mr. Alderucci is looking to kind of bring down pricing a little bit. And, you know, just to kind of tweak the business model there. I mean, clearly the front where the candy shop, you know, where the vintage space was, did not attract enough people. I mean, that was pretty clear. And I think from the outset, Ms. Melanson, you know, who owns this boutique marketing firm downtown, you know, saw that as kind of like it was like this thing that she wanted to do with her young kids, like show how entrepreneurs can open things. But
yeah.
she you know, acknowledged to me a couple of years ago when that opened that the bar would have to carry the candy shop or soda shop. So
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, I mean, conceptually, I thought it was great. It just, I'm wondering, you know, listen, if when those 200 kids move into the UConn apartments, and you know, maybe there's enough of a group of people, and then I worry about parking too, and all this stuff.
Parking is an issue.
Yeah, because there's not a lot of street space, obviously. But on UConn nights and Wolfpack nights, it'll be great. But you know, I had the Urban Lodge folks in, and all the same questions, and they found a way. They say that lunch and happy hours are doing pretty good now, so I just hope it's enough to spread it all around.
Yeah, Urban Lodge is an interesting that you brought up. They now have a coffee component in the morning, and so they are kind of trying to tap into different, you know, what different needs might be for people at different times of the day. So that's an interesting model that they've got going there. So it's not just for lunch and in the evening, but now they have this coffee as well. So they're doing some interesting things there.
Yeah, a lot of breweries have done that. And plus it extends the hours. You know, your margins are better if you have more hours that people are consuming, as long as people know about and use it. And you have that florist coffee shop up the street in Pratt too. So there's not a ton of options for coffee in the morning. I just hope there's people there to go drink it. Ken, I appreciate the time again. Go to current.com. And you can read it. Let me see. Do you got anything in today's paper? I didn't even take a look here. What's cooking with Ken? You go to, again, it's Kenneth when he wants to be on Google because it's, you know, very formal.
You always say that, and that is the only time. And when my mother was upset with me that I'd hear Kenneth, but I just like my full name for my byline. So.
No, it's nice. It's nice. We get Christopher Keating and Kenneth Goslin. He's got a piece from yesterday on Avello stopping the deported, the deportation flights and the sports bar coaches coming back. We thought was pretty big news around here because a lot of folks in the radio world have a lot of memories of good times at coaches back in the day. So
we'll see what this new iteration is. But yes, I would agree with that. I got several emails from people who used to go there and are kind of curious about what the new iteration will be.
So. Yeah. So it's always good to have good places. Ken, have a great weekend.
Okay, thanks. Take care.
All right, Ken Goslin from the Hartford Current joining us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.